the form of the Lord, which was brilliant like lightning, and in which Dhruva was fully absorbed in meditation, all of a sudden disappeared, thus breaking his meditation. Opening his eyes, he saw that same brilliant form standing before him, just as he had seen him in his heart. Being greatly confused, Dhruva fell flat before the Lord, and in ecstasy looked upon him as if he were drinking the Lord with his eyes, embracing the Lord with his arms, and kissing his lotus feet. With folded hands, Dhruva stood before the Lord, desiring to offer suitable prayers, but he was inexperienced. The Lord, being situated in everyone's heart, could understand Dhruva's awkward position, and out of his causeless mercy, he touched his conch shell to the boy's forehead, by which Dhruva became perfectly aware of the Vedic conclusion and understood the absolute truth, including the Lord's relationship with all living entities.
Especially my power of speech. My obeisance is unto you, the absolute truth. How can one ever forget you? If one desires elevation or liberation, you are the only. Material motivation is covered by illusion. Still, I desire such benedictions. Boons that are there, even for those who live in hellish conditions. So please bless me that I may be with your devotees.